This is Senator Bob Dole. The United States can achieve a sensible nuclear arms agreement if Democrats cooperate. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, President Reagan has brought us much closer to reaching a good nuclear arms reduction agreement with the Soviets. We've strengthened our defenses, rebuilt the Atlantic Alliance, and pushed ahead with SDI, all key factors in getting the Soviets back to serious negotiations. But we won't get a verifiable agreement if the democratically controlled Congress undermines, and I say undermines, the President. There's no chance. If Congress forces compliance with the unratified SALT II treaty, scuttles our anti-satellite testing, and kills the MX missile. The President wants to work with the Congress, but he's got his veto pen handy if you Democrats try to legislate away our defense muscle and sound arms control strategy.
Bob, you're out in space with Star Wars. The Reagan administration has compiled the worst record on nuclear arms control of any administration, Republican or Democrat, since World War II, and Congress is right to act. The fiasco of Reykjavik was the last straw. President Reagan was badly served by his advisors, Bob. He was unprepared for serious negotiations, and an opportunity for progress in arms control fell through. The administration has frittered away its credibility on this issue, Bob. Last fall, they promised to support ratification of two long-pending nuclear test ban treaties in return for agreement by Congress to drop even tougher restrictions on such tests. Now the administration has broken its promise by demanding unacceptable modification in the treaties. No issue is more important to the country or the planet than arms control, Bob. 6 years with no results is unacceptable, and it's not surprising that Congress is getting restless. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.